governments do not have a local business income tax. I mean, Portland is the only, or Multnomah County and Portland are the only ones in the state of Oregon that have such a tax. And nationwide, most cities do not have income taxes because they have sales taxes.
If I might join the discussion, in Portland, we have the council has dedicated the Airbnb taxes to the housing fund. So we've already got one so-called designer tax. I don't think it has influenced how Airbnb operates.
I guess my question is, what if it doesn't influence behavior?
Excuse me. I think this is an appropriate tax because it does touch the richest of the rich, whether it changes the behavior of the companies and their shareholders is less important to me than whether we have enough taxes to cover the services that people want, including housing.
In response to your question, Commissioner Saltzman, I think that the key thing in terms of the effectiveness of this is that other jurisdictions follow us. If other jurisdictions do not, I would not conclude that we would make a huge national difference simply by increasing the surtax.
Okay. Other questions or discussion? So we should take action on the amendments today so that this then comes back on December 7th ready to vote. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, and I should note that the city attorney has discovered a Scrivener's error in finding number 4. It says data from the Economic Policy Institutes with the apostrophe S, which the apostrophe S shouldn't be in there. I ask unanimous consent to correct the Scrivener's error.
No objection. That's
new grammar, for sure.
That's fixed. Now we'll go to the amendments that actually have substantive impact, and the first is Commissioner Novick's proposed amendment to delete, if I get this right, we're deleting section 7.02.500 sub B, right? So further discussion about that?
No.
I got that right?
No, that's not correct. So we're not deleting anything in the city code itself.
Oh, we're deleting that in the ordinance.
Right.
So that would have been 7.02.500 sub B. But now it won't because we're not going to include that language.
I would defer the commissioner in terms of the substance of the...
By the way, the mayor's amendment just substituted a carbon tax for this time. That was very skillfully done, but thank you, Thomas, for catching that.
So is that right, Steve? We're simply not including that. That's sub B now?
That's sub B.
Okay. All right. Now we're clear on the actual impact of that. So let's take a vote on that, please.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
I've lost track of how many amendments we have, so I'm going to make my comments on this one in case I missed the last one. And I wanted to thank Commissioner Novick and your staff for bringing this forward. I do think it looks like a way to pay for needed services that the city has promised. Originally, you intended it to be paying for the gap in the Housing Bureau's budget to fund the Joint Office on Homelessness, so I applaud that original intent, and now because we're finding that money this coming year in the budget, I'm sure there will be some other needs of the city that need to be funded. I also would expect that if Measure 97 passes, we will have a discussion before the vote on December 3rd to decide, is it the 3rd or the 7th?
7th.
To decide whether there should be, what effect that measure passing might have on whether or not we should pass this one. Just putting that down as a marker since they both would tax large corporations. It's a generalization of two very complicated issues. Thank you very much for your work. Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Ailes?
I'll just make a couple comments on this one as well. I think we have a second amendment to deal with. I think this discussion about what impact do we have is interesting and worth having, but I think it's also notable that earlier today we were recognized as the first salmon-safe city in the country. We expect other cities. In fact, I've already heard online from Mayor Gregor Robertson in Vancouver, B.C., and Mayor Ed Murray in Seattle that they're going to try to catch up to us and also be Salmon Safe certified. But if you look at issues of climate action, where we adopted the first climate action plan of any city in the country, streetcars, where we built the first one, marriage equality, where we adopted a domestic partners ordinance long before the term marriage equality was even in general parlance, ban the box, living wages. Lots of times there have been cases where some city started it. I'm really proud that more often than not, that's Portland. And then it became a movement that then changed the national dialogue. And I think that could happen here. Again, from my own experience, there's a way to run a company that's both socially responsible and profitable. And a 1,000-to-1 ratio between the CEO and employees cannot in any way be described as that. So you tax things that are antisocial in some cases, and that's what this would be doing. Aye. Okay, the second amendment is to add the language in what will now be subsection B, right? It would have been C, that says the Bureau of Revenue and Financial Services and the City Budget Office will prepare necessary adjustments to the Revenue Division's budget for the, in fiscal year 2017-18 budget process, right? Proposed by the Revenue Bureau. Any further questions about that? Roll call on that, please.
Novick.
So I'll take the opportunity to make my closing comments with on this amendment. I want to thank everybody who participated today, especially Sarah Anderson, Tom Chamberlain, Jeff Anderson, Carly Edwards, Peter Miller, and Marion Haynes. This surtax accomplishes two goals. First, it's a step towards narrowing the income gap nationally, and I do think it's likely that other jurisdictions may join Portland and enact similar policies based on the new SEC requirement for publicly traded companies. Together, we make it, can make a difference, encouraging companies to have fairer, more equitable pay structures. I'm glad the mayor brought up the example of climate, because that's another example where what Portland alone does in terms of reducing carbon emissions is not going to prevent global climate change. But setting an example and doing our part has been and is still significant. Second, this proposal will help us balance our budget. The City Budget Office told us last week that we'll have at least $11 million in new ongoing budget needs beginning in 2017-18. While the forecast is, I hope, likely to help with some of that, we'll need to identify resources or make cuts to make up the rest. This proposal raises a relatively small amount of revenue, just $2.5 to $3.5 million annually, we estimate. But even though it's a modest amount, it could be a big help towards balancing our budget. Commissioner Fritz pointed out the city won't realize any significant amount of revenue from this proposal until the 2018-19 budget. That's absolutely true, but I also point out that since we budget on a five-year basis, this proposal will help us balance over the 5 years we enact it now. As already noted, we've set the second reading and vote for December 7th. So I appreciate everybody's efforts and participation and look forward to continued discussions.
Oh.
And I vote aye.
Sorry.
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Ailes?
Aye. Thank you all very much, and this will come back for second reading on December 7th. Thanks for adjourning.
That's the most surprising thing I've ever heard.
It will not be a big